We on? Are we rolling, are we? Oh, okay, 2 minutes past one. Oh, I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave's here.
Hello.
Sam's here.
Hello.
What did you think of that show, Barry?
It got off to a ropey start. Mm-hmm. You smashed a cafetier on the table. You've left the broken glass in there for someone else to to pick up. I don't know why you did that. I think it's very inconsiderate.
I should go and get
borderline
that,
dangerous. Yeah. But there you go. I suppose that's showbiz. You're too big time to clear up your own mess.
I don't clear up my own mess of any kind.
Yeah.
No, all mess I make.
Right.
Someone else clears it up.
Someone's mother has to clear it.
Even
then, just as we were starting, I got a phone call.
Yeah,
from a guy who never rings me. Mm. I was thinking, why? I thought it might be bad news.
Do you know what?
But it wasn't.
Do you know what, Barry?
He just needed my dad to sign something.
Do you know what, Barry? Sometimes I listen back through the podcast just to check it goes
why?
Out. Like, sometimes they, through the glass, edit out this chat.
Oh, do they?
Some of it they think is not entertaining enough, and they edit it out. So they might not use this bit now. Because
so we're standing in a freezing cold studio.
Yeah.
Probably for no reason. Mm. Right, I'm off then. See you.
Right. Here are the best bits of the show. Hope you enjoy them.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Live on Facebook, Yugram Sharma says, total chaos. We wouldn't want it any other way. Taking Ray Stubbs to another place. This is the Warm-Up Magazine, the Tony Cascarino Minor Road Rage Special. Barry, hello.
Oh, hello, yes. We've got off to quite the chaotic start. First you smash some kitchen implements.
Well, we're live on Facebook because it's the future, and it's facebook.com/amaxrushton if you want to look at the live feed, which I think is still going. I've tried to balance it on a coffee pot that I found in the office, and I balanced it on the top of a bit of a microphone, and it fell off during the news bulletin and smashed.
Yeah.
And then you took a phone call at 11:05.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was from a guy like who never ever calls me, and I thought it might be like bad news.
Oh, right.
With a capital B, capital N, but it's not. So everything is well in the world again, and we're now what, a stapler, a mug, and a plastic bin are holding up our Facebook live feed.
Hey, well, Richard Rowe says
on
Barry
a table
looks
full of broken glass.
Yeah, Barry says. Richard says Barry looks very thin today. Well done, Barry. Yugam says Barry looking fresh, dry January, still going strong. Mike says just seen the stream. Barry in the flesh. Thought he was an awful lot older. How's dry January going?
It's still going. Day 22 now? Uh-huh. So less than, I mean, single figures as to how long is left. I was at a dinner party last night.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner parties are obviously terrible at the best of times.
Yeah.
But when you're at a dinner party and everyone else is getting progressively drunker and drunker and you're drinking sparkling water, watching them drink red wine, and then a bottle of whiskey was produced and emptied.
But at this time now, you feel like you're over the hump of it. You didn't feel sad about that.
I might never
drink again.
I didn't want to drink last night. I just wanted to go home, and I was kind of watching the clock, seeing how long before I can leave without being rude. And these are people I like.
Do you think if you don't drink again?
No, I'm sure I will.
You'll lose
again.
The magic that makes Barry Glendenning who he really is. Sort of like Samson in his hair.
Yeah.
You without the Guinness, what is the point of that? Is there any point of it?
Well, there's only one way to find out. And, you know, I have had a couple of people say that I'm no fun anymore. But I think they're just jealous.
Here's a text. Barry, any new games this week? I spent 2 days in a bar after last week. Help, I need an excuse to get out.
What?
A dry January quiz, is there? Have you come up with
anything? I have come up with a quiz, yes. It's not. I've had a brilliant idea for a quiz, actually.
Oh, really?
But
is it one we should pitch to, like, Dave and make a TV show?
I need help from the future Mrs. Rushton.
Oh, okay.
So, at some point during the
what
week.
What kind of quiz is it?
It's nothing
carnal.
Dirty, don't
okay,
worry.
That's good.
It won't involve me trying to cuckold you again. But yeah, I will. If possible, I'd like to have a chat on the phone or a coffee with the future Mrs. Rushton during the week.
Okay.
And then I will have the mother of all quizzes.
All right. Well, we'll do
next
that.
Sunday.
Okay, how exciting. Right, do you want to hear the agenda for today's show?
Yes.
I was going to give it. I was giving
I
the agenda.
Because I genuinely, I'm not that sure what it is.
Okay, so here's how the show works. 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything, great show. If we don't, it doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. Point one, we discuss road rage.
Sorry, just after the events of the last, I don't know, 48, 72 hours, are you sure nothing really matters anymore?
What, as
tell that to the 100,000 ladies and opportunistic men who were
marching
all over.
I'd have marched
London.
If I hadn't been at Ali Pally away to see a 3-1 defeat on a wretched icy pitch.
Okay.
Point one on the agenda, we discuss road rage. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here. Point three, it's Barry versus Justin Morehouse in Guess the Attendance.
Is Justin Morehouse up for this?
He's up for it, yeah.
Right.
He may have been revising all morning.
I know.
Who knows?
He may cheat.
I don't think he will. That's against the spirit of Guess the Attendance. But, as we all know with Guess the Attendance...
He's Mancunian.
It's true.
I wouldn't put anything past him.
As we all know with Guess the Attendance, the rules are there are no rules.
Actually, can I just interrupt
yes, Barry,
again?
We are in the agenda. This is really... It's not really politics.
Sam Matterface yesterday, debonair commentator about town,
yeah.
He was in Manchester and he got caught up in the Women's March in Manchester and tweeted a couple of photos of it.
Yeah.
And the... A lot of the women were holding up placards which read, Manchester women are revolting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, is that some in-joke that I'm not aware of? Or were they deliberately ambiguous? Or are they aware of the double meaning?
I don't know.
Right. Okay.
But thanks for asking. Point four, we find out what Alan McInally is wearing. Point five, Barry has another dry January quiz. He's described it as not as good as he thought it was. Point six, we take Ray Stubbs to another place. Point seven, we find out if a Northern Irish legend has more tellies than David O'Leary. On that note, producer Dave has been trying to get an ex-Premier League, would you say legend? Pretty much legend. Top bloke to do Footballers Are Nice. And he won't do it, right? Because he thinks it's a security risk to announce how many televisions he has live on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. Can't say who it is.
Could you tell me off air?
Yeah, maybe, but then you probably just announce it.
I won't.
Yeah. Point eight, we raise our game for the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes. Point nine, John Ketley's back. Point ten, the 10th point does not exist anymore. Still not allowed to tell you about it. So the team we're building today...
If you don't tell me who it is, I'll announce who was the cheated... Who played down the number of toilets they had?
Oh, okay, yeah.
To make them sound more like themselves, more like a man.
There is a current Premier League footballer you're all watching who lied about the number of toilets that he has because he wanted to seem more like you. You know, basically, he's the Donald Trump of football, isn't he? He's trying to claim he's not in the elite, and he won you over. Everyone thinks he's nice, but he's a liar. Yeah. But we can't announce it. Right, so it's a road rage 11 after Tony Cascarino swore at someone in a car and then they went, are you Tony Cascarino? He was like, oh, terribly sorry. So we'd like minor traffic altercations with footballers that you've had, please. Ben, the Spurs fans from Fareham, says, hi, lads. Nigel Kwasi, blocking the exit of a petrol station in Park Gate the day after he scored the winner for Saints against Spurs. I was livid. We'll put Kwasi in central midfield.
Do you think Nigel Kwasi did that on purpose? Just so people know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Nigel Kwasi. He scored the winner.
He's renowned for blocking petrol stations, Kwasi. Ben in Isleworth. About 10 years ago, I shouted at Clinton Morrison as he sped down my road in Streatham in the hairdresser's little black Mercedes convertible he was driving. Morrison and Cascarino. It's a good Irish forward line we have there. You'd be proud of that, Barry. It's a proud Irishman.
Yep.
Right. So 8:10:89 on the text, please. Good morning, this is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here with you until 1. Going to chat Burnley with our friend John Ketley in just a second. We're building a road rage 11 off the back of Tony Cascarino's minor altercation last week. Do you want to hear what the team is currently?
Yeah.
We're playing a 3-2-5, which is Nigel Martin in goal, back three of Phil Thompson, Gary Pallister and Chris Rigott, with Nigel Kwasi and Cesc Fabregas in midfield. Adebayor, Defoe, Cascarino, Morrison and Rebroff up top with Ormerod, Darren Bent, Nicholas Bender and Peter Shilton on the bench. Look, they'll be entertaining games, won't they? I'm not sure we'll keep many clean sheets, but they'll be very attacking. Right, live and exclusive national radio commentary of Arsenal versus Burnley on the wireless on TalkSport this afternoon. John Ketley, big Burnley fan, friend of the show, is here. John, how are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you very much indeed, Max. It's a long time since I spoke to you.
It's been a long
Christmas break for me, this, isn't it?
I know. What's happened?
I don't know. You lose my number.
No pressure, John, but we think...
Yes,
Gordon Strachan, Robbie Keane, Chris Kamara and Ben Shepherd are all hanging on your every word outside
A
pub in Isleworth.
Well, they're probably very cold anyway. They won't need me to tell them that, would they? It's very chilly again today.
It is, isn't it? When's the winter going to end, John?
Well, it's about time we had a decent spell of cold weather, isn't it? You know, it's been a long time, 4 or 5 years since we had decent winter weather, but it's obviously it's been a bit of a problem. We lost the racing yesterday at Ascot. We've lost racing again today at Fontwell. And Hereford, I think, and a few football matches went yesterday too. So there's a bit of a knock-on effect when we get these cold snaps, and it is going to stay cold for a few more days yet, Max.
Let's talk about Burnley, John.
Oh, go on.
Very good at home, not so good away, are you, John?
No.
Arsenal away, how do you feel about this game?
Well, you know, funny, aren't they, Arsenal? Because when they play at home, they always flatter to deceive. It usually takes them about 85 minutes to score, doesn't it? So I wouldn't be going for a goal rush on this one, I have to say. I think we've got a decent chance, well, a chance of getting a point there today. We don't score many goals, you're absolutely right. But when you look at the figures, the last two games, we've lost 2-1, 2-1 at Tottenham and Man City and 0-0 at Sunderland, and we did draw 0-0 at Man United as well. So given the top teams, we can perform. It's just that we don't score that many goals. But I think now it's not just a question of Joey Barton coming back into the fray. It's actually a lot more confidence in the team with scoring the points at home and knowing that we're halfway up at the moment. I think it's giving all of them a lot more confidence to go forward and try and score goals.
What's the dream for you, John? I mean, is it just you just want to be in the Premier League for forever, or do you want to try and win a trophy? What's the aim for a Burnley fan?
Yeah, that's what they said in about 1880. I think they wanted to be in one of the founding members and wanted to stay there forever, and that's the way it was going for a long time.
What was that first season like, John?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. You know, I mean, it never stopped raining. That was the problem, and the pitch was just a mud heap. But things have moved on since then. We've got much better playing surfaces now. The weather really hasn't changed that much when you look at it. But we've got aspirations, I think, to be in the top half anyway. I think you can't say you're safe with 26 points. You need about 37, 38, don't you? You're still looking over your shoulder when you've only got 26 points. But when you look at the team now, it's a stronger team than it was when they came up 2 years ago. There's no doubt about that. Well, there's more strength in depth, I think. Many of the players are the same, but there's more strength in depth. More players can come off the bench and perhaps bolster up the defence or at the same time nick a goal as well with people like Gray up front.
John, teams like, say, Burnley, Stoke, West Brom, kind of the best they can hope for is seventh. You know, that's the absolute... They're never going to knock on the door of Champions League qualification.
City,
and yet, quite a few of them don't take the FA Cup very seriously. Is that something that bothers you? Or?
Well, it does bother me, because when you look at it and you come to final day, FA Cup final day, everybody's saying, this is the one day we want to be out and about, isn't it? This is the one game we want to go to, and this is the one we want to win. So I don't understand really why they have this attitude in the early rounds, putting out a few reserves. And they all do it. I know they do in the top league. But as you go further down the line, and we've got Bristol City, for example, at home next week. So that's a winnable game. There's no doubt about that. And then you'll be looking at the next match and you might finish up playing Lincoln City or something. Who knows?
So if you do play a weekend team, will you be saying Dyche out? Will you be standing shirt off, at Turf Moor going, this is it? Swinging your shirt around your head?
Certainly not. I have the hugest admiration for everybody who runs that club. The management's fantastic. The board's fantastic. And the players, the supporters, they always give 100%. And I'm just there on the fringe. I'm just delighted with whatever results come our way. And if we nick 1-0 matches, then that's great for me. And Sean Dyche is certainly, I think, is an England manager waiting in the wings, really.
Yeah, he's
John,
doing a great job, isn't he?
Joey Barton's back in Burnley.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that?
Well, he's his own man, isn't he, in many ways. But what I do like about him, I know he's got a very checkered career, there's no question about that, but Dyche brings out the best in him. I can imagine Sean Dyche sitting him down in his office and saying, look, I'll throw you against that wall if you step out of line. And it needs somebody with a very firm hand to look after this boy. There's no question about that. But he's got undoubted talent. He's still very talented. He played really well last year to get them up. And, so long as he's playing, that's fine.
Give us a score prediction, please, John Ketley.
2-1 to Arsenal.
Thanks for your time, buddy. Appreciate it. This is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendening here until 1. Paul in Borough says, Gary Pallister swore at me in a taxi. Does that count? Well, we need some football. We need some defenders so that Gary Pallister can be in. Once got stopped at a bus stop by Peter Shilton, asking for directions to Selhurst Park. The bus beeped him to move on. Reckless disregard for the highway code. Do you want to play Shilton or Nigel Martin?
Nigel Martin.
Okay, so Shilt's on the bench with Nicholas Bentner, who can't get in. I was driving around Belgravia Square when Fabregas cut me up. I managed to catch up with him at the next set of traffic lights and made sure he knew how unhappy I was. Me being a Spurs fan didn't help the situation. Taylor in Essex. Fabregas can go and send some mid. Good sign.
I'm slightly envious of all these people out driving around with footballers. I've never met any of them.
Well, get in your car this afternoon, see what you can find.
I've sold my car. I'm carless at the moment.
Get in a cab. Say, follow the nearest footballer. Right, it's time for this.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
This is from Ian in Derby. He says, Chris Riggett almost drove into me as he was leaving PC World at 40 miles an hour in his M3 soft top.
Is he suggesting Chris Riggett robbed? Did he stage a hold-up in PC World?
It's a different team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Footballers, you know, that robbed electrical goods.
By the way,
yeah?
I think we're into the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes.
All right. Good morning, Ben Shepherd and Chris Cummins.
Good morning, Ben Shepherd.
They'll be in. Who was on goal on Sunday? Was it Strachan and Robbie Keane?
Yeah, so,
they're
in the car. Ben's driving. I reckon because it's finished early today due to the early kickoff, they're going to drive to the pub. Mm. You've said before, how far a drive is it?
5 minutes, if that.
So I think, the pub probably doesn't open till 12.
Oh, no, that'll be
it. It would be unseemly of them to be literally stand outside the door of the pub waiting to get in. So I reckon we've got Ben Shepherd 23 minutes. Today.
Really? Oh, exciting. So you've got Shepherd's driving, Kamara's in the passenger seat, Strachan and Robbie Keane fighting in the back.
Yeah.
It's a perfect
Are we there yet?
Let's for Ben, Chris, Robbie and Gordon, and for you as well, let's look at our notes for the Premier League review. Liverpool 2, Swansea 3. My first point is I'm just a big fan of a match where the kits were very set. It was very clean. Red, all red versus all white. It was kind of 1970s, and I liked that.
Okay, and did you see, by contrast, not strictly for the Premier League review, but Newcastle played Wolves yesterday, and they were both wearing luminous yellow strips. It was not only impossible...
The game's gone! The game's gone, Brian!
It was impossible to tell the players apart.
Paul Clement... His coat, much better, much smarter than when Bob Bradley first arrived at Swansea. So that's probably the biggest tick so far for the renaissance of Swansea under Paul Clement.
Would you rather manage Swansea or be Carlo Ancelotti's assistant manager at Bayern Munich? I'm reading Carlo
Ancelotti.
I'd rather
be the assistant manager because I don't like confrontation. I think there'll be a lot of confrontation with managing your side.
I'm reading Carlo Ancelotti's book at the moment. He just seems like a kind of guy who'd be an absolute joy to work with.
Tom Carroll, when I did the Guardian podcast with you, I once compared him to Xabi Alonso, and he played very well there. I said he had a touch of the Alonso's. So well done me for predicting that. Did you notice when you like hearing the raw shouts of the goal scorers, you know, the players when they get near the mic.
The screams, the barbaric yops.
So when Llorente scored his second header, they ran over to the Swansea fans and there were clearly four Liverpool fans sitting in the away end right at the front. So all these Swansea fans are going wild and there are these four people just sitting there, arms folded, not even reacting to the Swansea players there.
Jurgen Klopp as well, he complained that the crowd were too quiet. This which seems to be a continuous bugbear of his. I think the sooner Jurgen Klopp learns that Premier League crowds are just quiet, the better he'll fare.
Yes. Chris Jones.
It's just full of, it's all old men and tourists.
You've got some criticism here, Barry. Newcastle played Wolves yesesterday, question mark. No, they didn't. Newcastle played Rotherham, idiot.
Right. Well, I can't remember who Wolves are playing, but anyway, both teams wearing luminous yellow strips. Wow. I do apologise.
You're an idiot. Firmino's teeth, sensational.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything else on Liverpool, Swansea?
No.
Manchester
My
City...
notes are very poor quality.
Well, that's fine,
this
don't
week.
Worry. I've got quite a lot. Manchester City Spurs. Now, either Hugo Lloris and Bravo didn't swap at half time, so that was actually Claudio Bravo in goal for Spurs, or Pochettino said to Hugo Lloris, look, don't want to lose you. City got a lot of money. Drop a couple of clangers, and then Pep won't sign you in the summer.
Yeah, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with the look Hugo Lloris gave Eric Dier after the second goal, even though it was nothing to do with Eric Dier whatsoever. He glared at him furiously. I like when goalkeepers try to blame other people for their own mistakes. Sometimes, you know, with due cause, but on this occasion it was all Hugo.
I think the headline writers are waiting for Hoi Seung-min to score a header so they can say, on my head, son. Like, literally, he don't think he scored one yet for Spurs. Did you like Pep's rage at the end when they asked him a question about the referee? When, you know, Kyle Walker pushed Raheem Sterling. And the first question was, what do you think of that? And he went, oh, you're the BBC, you're meant to be prestigious in a wonderful organisation. So the only two people to recently criticise them are Pep Guardiola and Donald Trump. So it's good to know he's in that company. And did you notice the microphone head was bigger than Maurizio Pochettino? The big purple pink microphone head when he was being interviewed.
I didn't notice. No.
Should we move to Stoke Manchester United?
Yeah.
I predicted a 1-1 draw here, so that's good for me, isn't it?
I actually had money on Stoke to win this game, for that, Wayne Rooney, with your record-breaking goal in the, 94th minute.
I've written, Wayne Rooney, is there any more we can say about the man?
Yes.
What?
We could say
well
he
done.
Likes chips.
Okay. Well, you did very well, Wayne Rooney. I've written, Juan Mata's beard, is everything I want in a beard?
Yeah. I couldn't argue with that. I made a note about Peter Crouch.
Yes, I've written, I heart Peter Crouch. Is he the most popular footballer?
I don't think he is the most popular footballer. He's probably the footballer I'd most like to go on a long canoe ride with.
You need a big canoe.
But coming out of the tunnel at the start of the game, he bent down to talk to the mascot whose hand he was holding. And which I always think is nice. It shows a nice bit of humanity in the football, where he acknowledges the little child who's, you know, probably the best day of their life coming out with their favourite team. And he bent down to talk to his mascot, but because he's so tall and his mascot was so ickle, it genuinely looked like he might herniate a couple of discs as he bent over to exchange pleasantries and chat with this little child. And I was slightly worried for him.
So last week, Barry, you made a huge mistake in Ian Culverhouse, didn't you?
My Culverhouse, I double Eric Younged.
You double Younged?
Absolute schoolboy error.
Who does that? Have you done any training so far this...
I find myself 2 weeks' wages.
Yeah?
I've trained with the kids.
Yeah?
For 4 days this week. The lads had a golf outing.
Yeah?
I didn't go. I stayed back and practiced various Culverhouses.
Mm-hmm.
I practiced my Goodney Bergsons.
Yeah.
Just, you know, step first onto the training ground, last off. I go out with a bag of Goodney Bergsons and I don't go in until I've...
You're the last man on the training field,
yeah.
Aren't you? First man
on. I mean,
it
was shameful. I let my family down, my friends down, I let you down, I let the listeners down.
You did, didn't you?
Double Eric Younged. Mm. You know, we pick ourselves up, we brush ourselves down and we move on again.
The real tragedy is that for the second week running, because something's gone wrong with my phone, we can't do this live on the Facebook.
Well, I'm glad no one last week actually witnessed my double Eric Young shame.
There's rumours that we can't do it because it's actually, you know, Sky have bought the rights.
Really?
Yeah, to a Carver House. So we can't.
Are they going to doll it up and Ant and Dec to do it?
No. Ant and Dec will host it, but we'll still do it. Right. So let's go. Come on, let's play. Here we go. Goodney Bergson.
Cheeky. Nigel Jemison.
Scott Gemmell.
Gary Ours.
Chris Price.
Eric Young.
Carlton Fairweather.
Fraser Digby.
Reese Wilmot.
Gary Bannister.
Danny Maddox.
Jason Dodd.
Jeff Kenner.
Neil Madison.
Chris Marsden.
Mitch Davray.
Egil Ostenstadt.
Tommy Gaynor.
Dale Gordon.
Dane Whitehouse.
John Polston.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. It's Max Rushton and Barry Glendening. We're here till one after us. Mark Sagas, Sunday exclusive. A live and exclusive national radio commentary of Arsenal versus Burnley. We'll keep you up to date on Southampton versus Leicester. Ian Danter is at St Mary's. They're currently goalless in that game. We've had some feedback on Culverhouse. My husband has no clue what your game's about. Can you explain? I can't help him because all I heard was random names. His name's Matt, if you want to name and shame him. Kiss. Thanks very much for your text. If you go to talksport.com/warmup, there are all the rules. It's a bit too complicated to explain on air. This is from Don Hutchison. Don says, I swear to God, I've been listening to your Culverhouse game for months. I can't for the life of me work out how it works. Angry face, angry face, angry face, angry face, angry face, angry face. At Max Rushton, angry face, angry face, angry face.
That's harsh.
Isn't it?
Maybe we could name check Don in a game. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. No. Pete says, redemption for Glendening. Gabriel says, like Trump's inauguration, that was impossible to listen to without thinking of what we have lost from the from previous hosts. The Weldon's best redemption of a reputation since the Cantona Kung Fu kick. And Matt says, a very Southampton-heavy Culverhouse, not acceptable. Anyway, thanks very much.
Is Matt a Pompey fan?
I don't know. I haven't checked on his bio. Normally, you only check on someone's bio when they've called you something terrible, and it says... Oh, you know, love my sons, love my wife. I'm the nicest man.
I love that on Twitter where someone's posing with a picture of their, you know, infant son looking beaming happy and they've just called you the C word.
Hey,
relentless torrent of abuse.
Let's do Footballers Are Nice and we will talk to the ex-Bournemouth, Luton, Cardiff, Northern Irish legends, Warren Feeney. He's today's contestant. Good afternoon, Warren.
Good afternoon. I don't know about legend.
We decide that, Warren.
Yeah. In our eyes, Warren, you're a not a day goes by when I don't walk down the street going, you know that Warren Feeney, he's a legend. That's what I say. So you know, other people may disagree. If you'd like to say what you think,
other legends are available.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us tell us what you think of Warren Feeney. 81089 on the text, please.
You're no Kyle Lafferty, Warren. You know, let's put that out there for starters. But
all right. So look, today's it's Footballers Are Nice. Are you nervous? How are you feeling about the game today?
Good. Yes. It's a city. Sunday's the best day, I think, for football. You know what I mean?
Mm. And specifically for Footballers Are Nice, this feature, Warren, are you going in blind or do you know what's about to happen?
I'm going in a little bit. I know what's going to happen and a little bit blind.
Okay, that's the perfect way. Because when Steve Howe was on, when he went back to the producer, he said, we didn't really preview Newcastle's game a lot. right, so here's what we do, Warren. It's going for 3 years now, trying to find nice footballers because we believe they're out there somewhere. We ask you a very technical question. Warren Feeney.
Lovely.
Are you nice?
I hope so. You have to ask my wife for that.
Is she there?
No, she's not.
Do you do anything nice? Because we've had footballers on who have charity foundations. Asmir Begovic last week, the Asmir Begovic Foundation. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation. He might be having a pub quiz to raise money for Prostate Cancer UK, which is from small acorns, Barry. You may laugh.
Yes.
You know, it all helps, which we may host.
That could be the £75 that... cure exactly. Prostate cancer.
that could find a cure for all of them, which would be a good thing. We've also, Mickey Quinn just asked for money. So there is a, you know, there's a spectrum of niceness. Where are you on that,
yep.
Warren?
I'm the patron for one of my friends who lost his legs out in Afghanistan. I'm the patron for his charity. It's a bit like Help for Heroes, Andy Allen. There was a documentary in the BBC by him, and I'm the patron for his charity.
So there you go. Absolute
proof. For wounded soldiers.
Absolute proof that you are nice. All right, that means you qualify to answer 16 unrelated questions. Leeds, Bournemouth, Stockport, Luton, Cardiff, Swansea, Dundee United, Sheffield Wednesday, Oldham, Plymouth, Salisbury City, Linfield and Northern Ireland. Let's go with these 16 questions. Warren, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. If Barry and I were to come around for dinner, Warren Feeney, what would you cook for us?
I would cook a nice steak with garlic, mushrooms and asparagus.
Oh. Sounds marvellous.
I might move the asparagus to the side of my plate, Warren. I don't like what it does to my wee. Makes it...
it's like sugar puffs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly along, Warren Feeney, if you were coming to our house for dinner and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I'm not fussy at all on anything. I quite like my food.
Okay.
Do you do your own laundry?
Just started in the last year.
Oh, how's it going? How are you finding it?
I'm finding it tough because my wife keeps complaining that I keep putting the washer on not the highest, so I only put it on the lowest so it doesn't wash your clothes properly.
Oh, I see. And how are you going to, you know, can you work on that in training?
Well, I've told her to write on the wall just what I should keep it at.
Okay, that's good.
Do you recycle, Warren?
No.
Oof.
Okay.
I know.
Hates the environment.
When did you last take public transport, Warren Feeney, like a bus or a train?
Probably about just before Christmas, I took a bus into Plymouth.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a nice time?
I did, yeah. I was just catching up with a few friends. Good.
Now, Warren, another Northern Ireland legend, Pat Jennings, struggled with this question, but hopefully you won't. What's your favourite insect?
Favourite insect?
If you get this right, you will be better regarded in Northern Ireland than Pat Jennings.
Favourite insect?
Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope.
Pat Jennings didn't know much about insects.
No, he didn't.
He didn't venture an opinion.
No, I would go probably a spider.
Is the correct answer.
Okay, well done. I mean, not strictly, just so you know, they are allowed arachnids, not strictly an insect, but for the purposes of this, absolutely fine. Warren Feeney, do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
I don't own a onesie, no.
Okay.
Would you like one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, Barry. Would you like a onesie?
No.
All right.
Stevie in Belfast says, I grew up across the road from Warren and he truly is the nicest gent. Comes from a great family.
Thank you.
Jason says, played for the mighty Dundee United to shed rule. Football, punch, punch. And Pete says, Feeney is not a legend. He messed it up at Newport County. So there you go. Hey, you've got to take all feedback, Warren. It's how life goes.
I love it.
Right, you've got a few questions to turn this around and put Newport County behind you. What's your favourite cheese, Warren?
Favourite cheese is Blue Stilton.
Okay. Warren, you're on death row. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show do you settle down to watch?
Oh, I like a TV show called Eastbound and Down.
Oh, that's good.
But probably I would go for Midsummer Murders.
Oh, that's...
Midsummer Murders.
Just to get you in the mood. Oh, I do like that. Do you like Death in Paradise? I love that one.
Yes,
that's
good.
That's a great
like that
one,
well.
Isn't it? Big sun, yep. Nice sunny murder. Nothing
it's
like
good
it.
When you've Sunday night viewing.
Yeah.
You know,
and Silent Witness, I don't mind.
Yeah. Oh, Silent Witness is good.
Yeah.
If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, Warren, what would it be?
Oh, it would probably be my favourite, an orange.
Okay. How many toilets do you have?
We have one, two, four.
Four, okay. Sort of lower mid-table. Mark Schwartz has got 9.
Yeah. Has he? Not bad.
No, solid, isn't it?
Warren, do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? Last count, according to Tony Cascarino, David O'Leary has 11 televisions.
11. We have about 7, I would say. But a lot of it's for the kids' computers as well, because you can't watch TV in our house.
Yeah. More tellies than toilets.
Seven. About 7? Could you be like...
About 1, 2... Yes, 7. 7.
Good. It's just good to be specific on those things. What kind of pants do you prefer, Warren? Boxer, jockey, brief. John Hartson, always commando, even when you see him on the telly. Nothing underneath those chinos.
Ditto Perry Groves.
Yeah, Perry Groves as well. Literally nothing.
Must be an Arsenal thing.
Not a pant between Hartson and Groves.
I'm a boxer's man.
Okay. Airy or tight?
Tight.
Okay, good.
Warren, would you think that you were better looking than West Brom defender Jonas Olsen?
I'd like to think so. I was worried you were going to say I'm a big friend there, Gareth McCauley. I didn't think he was that bad.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick?
I hope so. Again, I try to keep myself, my hygiene's a big thing. I try and keep myself smelling nice.
That's good. He does smell good. Asmir Begovic did say the next time that he's sort of near him in a tunnel, he'll sniff. He'll go in for like one of those, you know, one of those cool handshakes where you sort of you bend in and he'll just duck down and give it a sniff. So we'll keep you posted, Warren, when we find out. Barry, final question, Barry.
Finally, Warren Feeney, Northern Ireland legend, reluctant Northern Ireland legend. Are you nicer than Linvoy Primus, MBE?
I've heard a lot of things that Linvoy's done. As I say, what he's done and outside of football as well is phenomenal. I don't think you'll catch much that will be nicer than him, but I'd like to think it will be, yes, because I like to try and keep, as I say, the off the pitch as well. I like to try and respect people and be nice as much as I can.
That's nice to aspire to. I have this theory, actually, that maybe Linvoy Primus isn't that nice. He just sits at home sending out press releases about all these nice things.
No. If there's one thing we know, it's Linvoy Primus is the nicest man.
Yeah.
Warren, thank you for your time. Appreciate it greatly.
No,
did you enjoy it?
I did, yes.
Good,
thank
good.
You very much.
I'm pleased about that. 7 tellies, 4 toilets, learning to use a washing machine. There is Mr. Warren Feeney. You are listening to The Warm-Up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here, the world's biggest sports radio station. Live and exclusive national radio commentary of Arsenal Burnley later. Here's a text from Ben. Says, my mum just looked over my shoulder, clearly watching the Facebook feed of this. Said, that Mickey Quinn's still struggling to lose weight. Said,
harsh.
No, it's Barry. Here's some text building a minor road rage 11. Anonymous, Emmanuel Adebayor once blocked my drive at work. Okay. James says, I was involved in a collision with Brett Ormerod when he played for Preston. He decided to do a U-turn in the middle of a busy A road. I wasn't best pleased, but he was very apologetic. James from Blackburn. And Gareth says, Phil Thompson nearly backed into me in a B&B car park. He stepped out of his car to apologise, gent. And this is Anonymous, says, Matt in Stansted, I nearly knocked Nicholas Bentner over in a Muswell Hill Broadway when he wandered across the road on his mobile phone. I'm a gooner. I was still tempted to avoid. Anyway, sort of put them in. Hang on. So we've got Adebayor. We've got quite an attacking lineup here. Ormerod, sort of playing 4 up top. Bentner can be on the bench.
I have to be honest, I wasn't sure this one would fly. I thought we might have to like extend it to
really
footballers. It helped you change a wheel or asked you for directions.
No. I think the point is you've got to you've got to go niche to build a better side. That's what I think.
Okay,
like a more pure side. 8-10-89, please. If you've had any minor traffic altercations with footballers.
Talk Sport.
He finds the corner of the net.
Extraordinary stamina, energy and skill. Get your tickets now. Talk Sport.
Let's chat to actor and Chelsea fan Phil Daniels. Phil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I don't think it's ours yet, no.
Okay, maybe I've jumped.
You must do a bit, Phil. Like, really?
Well, the thing is, you know, being a supporter of a team, you're always a little bit more hesitant to pronounce victory, you know, and we're going to win it more than, you know, other teams thinking they're going to lose it, you know?
Looking at the results yesterday, you know, this is it's a big day for you, isn't it? Because you go to a game against Hull and you just think, a win here and you're 9 points clear.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. And we've got Arsenal and Liverpool to come. So, you know, if we drop points there, at least we'll, still be in front. But it'll be hard against Hull. I've got a new manager. And, you know, Swansea went and beat Liverpool yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. When you go to a game like this, as a Chelsea fan, as a Cambridge fan, I don't really have any expectations, Phil. So I'm never expecting anything apart from a defeat. And so anything more than that is a bonus. When you go to a game that you're totally expected to win, what's the happiest you can be? You know, if you win, it's kind of what you expect.
No, I'm happy to see us play so well. We you know, at times this season, we've been really electric and looked fantastic, you know. And that's what I like to see. And I'm once we're about three up, my nervousness goes a bit.
You did Celebrity Mastermind and picked Chelsea in the 1970s as your specialist subject.
That's right.
Did you prefer it then? Do you get as much enjoyment now or from the 70s? I always think football's the best when you're 10 years old. That's when I loved it the most.
Brilliant when you're young. And I did love it because it's all about books and stickers and, you know, Match of the Day was on, you know, very few games on the telly. So it was a fantastic time when you're growing up. But, you know, hey-ho, I love Chelsea and, you know, I like following them.
Your all-time hero? You pick the one man you always... Who, when it's not going so well 20 minutes in, do you turn next to him and go, I tell you what, that Ray Wilkins was a player. Who's the guy you go to?
Oh, right. Ray was great. But it's Peter Osgood for me when I was a kid and Zola when I was a bit older, really.
Yeah. Oh, Zola
and now it's Eden Hazard, you know.
It must have been weird last year when Hazard wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, it was a very weird season last year. It was very odd. But, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, it's psychologically what can happen to footballers, I suppose.
You're in a player.
When they fall out with a manager, yeah. or the manager does, you know, when things don't go well.
Jose's just sacked his ball boys, apparently, at Man United. he's sacked his ball boys and replaced them with academy staff. Did you enjoy
it? There'll be rumours about that.
Yeah, there will be. Did you enjoy it at the start of the season when it looked like Jose had sort of lost the plot? Were you secretly enjoying that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Not even secretly. tell us about your play, Phil. Yeah, this house. I saw it a long time ago. Is it the National Theatre?
Yeah,
it's on?
It was at the National Theatre. Now it's on in the West End, in the Garrick Theatre in the West End. And it's a sort of comedy, a bit of a comedy about 1974 politics in the Whip's offices. In the Houses of Commons, and I play Bob Mellish, who is the chief Labour whip.
Are you a goodie or a baddie? Or are they all bad?
The whip is bound to be bad.
No, they enforce discipline, that's all.
So you're like Graham Pohl?
I'm like Graham Pohl, but I don't make as many mistakes.
Hey, give us a prediction for the game later, please, Phil.
Oh, I've lost you.
Give us a prediction for the game later. Oh. Phil lost us. It's a great shame. We'll never know. We'll never know what
I'm
Phil
going
Daniels...
to say. Phil Daniels. He does seem naturally pessimistic mm-hmm. when it comes to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Needlessly, I will say he will go for a 2-1 win.
I think he'll go for a 2-0 win. Can I just point something out that from the Premier League review before we leave? Because I actually did some research on this.
Okay.
On the Bournemouth Watford game.
Yeah.
And they needed on Match of the Day. They needed one mention of Donald Trump, and they didn't really know how to do it. And so the commentator said, it is worth remembering that when Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008, Bournemouth were 23rd in League Two. Is that worth remembering? Because I just wondered is it worth remembering that when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated on the 20th of January 1981, Ipswich Town were top of Division One.
Okay.
Is it worth remembering that when Jimmy Carter was inaugurated in 1977, January the 20th, Swindon Town were 13th in the old Division 3?
How many people are watching us on Facebook now? Are we into single figures?
In 1825, yet? When John Quincy Adams was inaugurated on March the 4th, Wycombe Wanderers didn't exist.
All right. Who played at his inauguration?
The Cheeky Girls, I believe. Let's play Guess the Attendance. Now, this was originally an interesting, pretty good radio feature.
Mildly diverting.
Adrian Clark, the former Arsenal midfielder turned journalist, said he couldn't get out of his car listening to your guesses. Now, last week, it became a real competition as Irish journalist heavyweight takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse.
Yeah.
In Guess the Attendance. Justin said he was keen to do it every week and he's true to his word. Justin, very good afternoon.
You're back. I'm back.
Now, I have a question, Justin Morehouse. Because there's real ethics to this game.
Well, I've got questions for you as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We're living in the post-truth world, you know?
Yeah, we are.
And, you know, millions of women marches today for truth and honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want Glenn Denning to put his hand on his heart and say he's not pawed over the results and the
victories
today.
Nope.
I deliberately haven't. I normally take a cursory glance every morning just to go, oh, man, Race Rover's got that many. I've deliberately not done that.
So. No, Justin, my go-to place for results is Live Score on the internet. I'm not sure they even publish attendance.
So that's good to know, gentlemen.
I'm actually slightly hurt, he thinks.
Sorry, Barry, if I questioned your integrity.
No, you've every right to. Normally, I don't have any, but on Guess the Attendance, I take this seriously.
I'm just listening to what the president said yesterday. People in the media that are least likely to be trusted.
Okay, here we go. It is Justin, your honour, as you are, you lost the last game. Chesterfield versus AFC Wimbledon, a goalless draw in League One.
Okay, I'm going 2,846.
Barry?
I'll go 4,011.
6,379. Wow. It is 1-0 to Barry.
Wow.
Okay.
And so, Justin Morehouse has just really alienated his entire Chesterfield fan base.
And there's more of them than I thought.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into League Two. Barnet 0, Newport County 0. A classic, another goalless draw. How many at Barnet? If it helps Barnet one place outside the playoffs, we'll be disappointed with that. Newport County, bottom of the Football League.
Who's the referee?
I don't have that. I haven't got the Observer. I've got the Mirror. I've got no information on the referee, I'm afraid. I can only.
You're about to go on this one.
Oh,
yeah, you
sorry.
Go first, Barry.
So it's Barnet Newport.
Mm-hmm.
I will go 2,420.
I'll go 2,800.
2,623. Just. Justin,
by three.
Something like that. That's one of the best games. That's one of the best individual Guess the Attendances anywhere. And you were all here to witness it. A text that says Morehouse doth protest too much. Right, we've got to go quickly here, champs. Okay, into the Premier League. Crystal Palace 0, Everton 1. Justin, you're going first.
24,103.
Barry.
21,720.
25,594, 2-1 to Justin. Okay, next one. Let's go into the Championship. Derby County 3, Reading 2, a classic.
Yep.
Barry.
18,450.
19,526. 28,393. You can't lose here, Justin, but you're playing for pride now, Barry.
Yep.
Let's go to Swindon 0, Peterborough 1 in League 1.
11,400.
Oh, it's got to be less than that. I think I'm going 8,100.
6,514. 3-2 to Justin. Congratulations, Justin. Great win for you.
Speak to you next week.
Yeah, speak to you next week. Thank you, Justin. They were the best bits of the show. I hope you enjoyed them.